Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yes, sir. We're
all
ready.
Right.
Go ahead and kick it off. Yes, sir.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the worldwide radio broadcast of the Church of Christ is on the air. It's 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in the United States of America. And we're broadcasting live. We want to welcome all of those who are a part of our radio audience tonight. You are tuned in to the broadcast entitled Bible, which is basic instruction before leaving Earth. Once again, we thank you, welcome you to the broadcast, and we want to begin tonight by saying that we are appreciative to the Darien Loop Church of Christ, the congregation in the United States that sponsors this broadcast weekly. They are our brethren out of Houston, Texas. And the minister, Brother Lewis Parker IV, is also one of our panel ministers for this program. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are on the telephone, if you have any questions tonight that you would like to ask concerning the gospel of salvation that we teach, we invite you to do so. All you have to do is push number one on your telephone keypad, and our moderator, Brother Brian Brown, will cue you into the live broadcast so that you may ask your question of our ministerial panel. Not only does our panel include Brother Lewis Parker IV, but we also have Brother Lewis Parker Jr., who is a minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. Brother Brian hails from Texas City, Texas, from the Westward Street Church of Christ in the United States. We also have Brother James Johnson and Brother Leroy Williams Jr. We are the co-ministers of the Church of Christ Par Edition in Warden, Texas, USA. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we come to you with the gospel. This broadcast is about sharing the gospel of the good news of the salvation of God through grace. We have to receive the grace of God, and we do that by obeying the gospel.
Amen.
Jesus gave the instruction, gave the requirement, he gave the standard in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. Jesus commanded his disciples, his preachers, apostles, his ministers. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature.
Amen.
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
Amen.
And he that does not believe the gospel is condemned.
Amen.
Jesus Christ came into the world and lived a perfect life and became the perfect sacrifice for the spiritual sins of all mankind.
Amen.
Because he lived a perfect human life. And he came so that in doing so, he provided the means by which all who live faithful and obedient to God can be saved for eternal life.
Amen.
In his death on the cross, he shed his blood, and his blood not only reaches forward today to the cleansing of the souls from sin of men today, but it reached back all the way to Adam.
Amen.
All of those faithful under the Old Testament who died before Christ died and shed his blood, died in faith and obedience to God. His blood cleanses them as well, and they are saved. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I today, we are still living in this life. But we are taught in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, that the grace of God that appeareth to all men has come and teaches us that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust and live wisely and righteously in this present life, expecting and looking forward to the promise of the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
That's what we're here for tonight. And as we get started tonight, let's take calls and have a word of prayer to open our ministerial discussion and to beseech the blessing of God.
Amen.
Bow with me, please. God, our Heavenly Father.
Yes.
It is once and again that we, your servants, men of faith and devotion to your will.
Amen.
We bow our hearts.
Yes.
Before your spiritual throne.
Amen.
Before your eternal and everlasting throne.
Yes, yes.
Before your power and your might.
Amen.
And we thank you, God. Thank you for counting us worthy.
Amen.
To bear the truth in your name.
Amen.
Before the world. Thank you, dear God, that you have made us sons in the gospel.
Yes,
according
yes.
to thy truth.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Dear God, that you have given us eternal life and the inheritance of eternal life in heaven with you. Righteous God, we're praying that some honest soul tonight may be listening to this broadcast, may be thinking to themselves after hearing the gospel that I need to obey the truth.
That's right.
I need to leave false religion, denominational religion. I need to leave sin and the lust that war in my flesh against my soul.
Amen.
And submit myself to the will of God and be baptized into Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We're looking for those who want to be added to the spiritual family of God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, bless us this night as you have blessed us this day, that we might persuade some to believe the truth and obey it before the everlasting and eternally too late for each one of us.
Amen. Amen.
We know that death is for sure.
Yes. Yes.
Hebrews 9:27.
Amen. Amen.
It is determined that men will die once, according to the flesh. But after that, there is the spiritual judgment.
Amen.
All men's souls. And Heavenly Father, we know that death is not the end, but it's merely a transition into the eternity.
Amen.
But we pray, dear God, that there are those who will decide to spend eternity with you in heaven.
Amen.
Versus spending eternity with the devil in hell.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Help us, dear God, and help those who hear us, that we might save some by the power of your word and the obedience of faith to the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Leroy Williams, and at this time, I now turn our gospel broadcast over to Brother James Johnson, my co-minister, who will begin tonight's presentation. God bless you. Brother Johnson, you have the floor.
Well, thanks, Brother William, for that presentation. Open the door of faith to the world this night. We got a lot of folks don't believe that God will destroy this world. One day it's going to happen.
Amen.
And it's going to burn up. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 and 10.
Yes.
We already know. There ain't no excuse. But nobody's not being saved. But I want to talk about the judgment of God tonight. If people don't believe it, that God's going to do what he says. It's going to happen, whether we believe it or not.
Amen.
And when he said it, listen to what he says here. In 2 Thessalonians,
yes.
I'm going to say it again. In 2 Thessalonians, mm-hmm. chapter 1,
all right.
and verses 7 through 9, let's see what God got to say about it.
Amen.
And he said, unto you who are troubled, rest with us
mm-hmm.
when the Lord Jesus shall reveal from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
who shall punish with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
Yes.
He said he's going to punish all of them that obey not the gospel. If you do not obey, you're not going to heaven. If you're not faithful, you're not going to heaven. If you're not in Christ, you're not going to heaven. Now, that's plain and simple. God didn't change nothing. He didn't stutter. He said what he meant and meant what he said. A whole lot of people thinking they're going to heaven, Brother William, because they say, I believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
The Bible doesn't just say, I believe in Jesus. We got to obey the gospel. Brother William quoted it earlier. Mark the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be there.
No.
The word shall means going to hell. There's no escape from that.
No.
The Bible is right. And we sit up here and don't do nothing about our whole soul. We got folks leaving this building, Brother Will, going to the hospital now. And
yeah.
they go up 3 or 4 times a week, and some of them ain't coming back.
Amen.
They leave it here and ain't coming back. Why? Because they refuse to obey God. And God's not going to keep on putting up with our foolishness. We better get right with God. Sin will destroy anybody anywhere. There's no respect to person with God. You do not obey, you don't go to heaven.
Amen.
Now, that's all I can tell you is the truth and nothing but the truth. In John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31 and 32, Jesus said unto them Jews that believed on him, if you continue in my word, you are truly my disciple, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Can you hear our truth? You're going to have to come to the truth.
True.
You're going to have to come to reality now.
True.
You're going to have to do it. And me and Brother William, Brother Parker, Brother Parker the Fourth, Brother Brown, we cannot save you. All we can do is tell you how to be saved. Don't be leaning on no preacher. Lean on God's word. It's the only book on planet Earth can save all men if they want to be saved.
Amen.
If you don't want to be saved, then you want to go to hell. Now you have to mind. Why do you want to go?
Yes.
Why do you want to go? Not why we telling you to go. Why do you want to go?
Amen.
God has made the way for you. He's not saying nothing else. If Jesus ain't good enough and the word ain't good enough, then ain't nothing else coming.
No.
No, nothing else will come, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
We're telling you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. In John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way.
That's it.
There ain't no other way. He's I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's on the truth and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. Now, I don't know no other way to go. Which way can you go? If you can show me a better way than Christ, show me now. I must be blind and can't see.
All right.
But the Bible says there ain't no other way. God, I noticed something about God, brother. I can pick up your Bible and read the same thing.
Yes.
You can pick up my Bible and read the same thing. But the world said, God said that they ought to obey the gospel. They ought to be baptized. But the Bible says the same thing, but the preacher say they ought to do that. Ain't that amazing? How they preacher can say something and don't accept what God says. They say they ought to be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, you got to be born of the water and of the spirit. John 3:3-5. He said you got to be born again. But they preachers say that you got to do that. Hmm. Who lying? God telling the truth, but the preacher say, you know, oh, no, we got it all messed up.
Let God be true.
Let God be true, and all men become a liar.
Amen.
Romans chapter 3 and verse 3 and 4.
Yep.
Oh, we got too many people lying on God's word, Brother William.
Hey,
but you know what, Brother William? They don't realize they're going to get the count for that.
Yes.
They're going to go to hell for that.
Yes. Oh.
Because God just told you the truth.
Hey,
I don't care how you feel. I ain't got nothing to do with your mama. I ain't got nothing to do with your daddy. I ain't got nothing to do with your brother and sister. God said obey his will. If your mom and daddy didn't listen to the right gospel at that time, they ain't going to listen to it now.
Amen.
They ain't going to didn't listen to the false prophet, I mean the real prophet, they ain't going to listen to those true prophets today. God works to be saved. Why do we argue with God?
Mm.
We get mad with God because he won't change the word. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, I am the Lord God, I change not, because he won't change it. Now, if he don't change it then, he ain't going to change it now. Why would God change his word?
Mm.
Why would he do that?
Mm.
He said he's going to save you, he's going to save you if you obey his will. If you don't, you're going to hell.
He is faithful.
We got folks in the church, they're getting tired of it. They quit serving God.
Yeah.
They quit worshiping God. They quit coming to worship. They got all kind of excuses.
Yeah.
They're sitting around the house, having time, want to do this and do that. But when it comes out, my brother, now please pray for me. He halfway on death row. Now he wants somebody to pray for him.
Mm.
Guess what? God telling us. Why are you praying for him when he's not doing what I told him anyway?
Amen.
That prayer is in vain.
Amen.
I told him to get right. I told him to obey my will, be faithful unto death. Revelation 2 and verse number 10.
Yeah.
But we are not the assembly of ourselves together as some have already done. Hebrews 10:25.
Mm-hmm.
We're still doing it.
Yep.
Why is he doing it? Because we don't trust God. We say we do, Brother Will, but when it comes down to it, we're lying. We don't trust God.
Amen.
We got people saying that, oh, when I be in Christ, oh, I'm going to be faithful. You get in there 2 weeks and ready to get out.
Mm.
Well, let me give God a chance.
Amen.
Just go on about your business. And then when they get caught up in sin, go to the hospital, and then they got to go to a nursing home. The people neglect them. Then it. Well, brother, will you pray for me?
Yeah.
Will you help me out?
Yeah.
Oh, see, now you need God. But when you get on your feet, you don't need it. Oh,
yeah.
There's a many laying in nursing homes today.
Yes.
Can't get up. Can't call on God no more.
Mm.
They in bad shape. Oh, some say, I got Alzheimer's. And then they'll tell you now they got it.
Mm.
But, oh, God, so I got something for that remedy. You're still going to hell. Because you had an opportunity to obey me, and you didn't do it. You refused my word, and now you don't suffer for it. You know what, Brother Wee? God will even let you suffer and won't let you die.
Amen.
We got the people right in this building, in the nursing home, in the hospital, suffering, but God still won't let them die.
Mm.
And then, you know, some of them want to go ahead and die, get over with. God just take me on out. And they take you out, you still going to suffer anyway, because you're going to suffer in hell.
Amen.
Oh, we don't want to hear that word hell, H-E-L-L, but it's all over the Bible.
Yep.
Just ask the rich man, where is he at today? He's in hell, Luke 16, verse 19 through 31.
Yep.
God didn't spatter rock. He let the man go on to hell, and the poor man in Abraham's bosom.
Yep.
He ain't no excuse. If they heard it then, we hear it now.
Amen.
And God keeping his preachers here to spread his word. And when we tell you what he said from the radio, from the pulpit, from a letter, or anything we said to you, and we're sending you the truth, telling you the truth, and you refuse God, you're going to hell. Simple as that.
Amen.
We done told you. We've been on the radio now 2 years and some months.
Yes.
I'm telling you what God said. And don't just get mad with us. He's going to tell you. What God said, and you just
crawl
up and bust and fuss and cuss, my knees out of joint, bust your heels, just walk, Bible's still right. When you calm down, the Bible's still going to be right.
Amen.
It's not going to change. We got men don't want to follow it, won't listen to it. They get mad with God. They curse. Now men have got so bold, they shake their fist at God. They curse God out. You ain't right. And you know they tell us, well, we telling the truth. Oh, no, God's going to go judge her. You trying to judge her. Well, they don't read the second part of that judgment about just righteously. In John chapter 7 and verse 24, he didn't say, he said, be ye not judged, he said, but judge righteously. See, that sentence carry on. And we got folks that want to be told what they ought to do to be saved. We're not judging them. We telling them what the word of God says. And he says, oh, Brother Johnson, Brother William, think they know everything. No, we don't. We know what the Bible says. We know it's telling us the truth. We got to face it just the way it is. We can't get around it.
Amen.
Can't go running around in a circle. Well, I'll obey this part of the Bible, but I'll leave all of this out.
Huh.
No, God said, but obey all that I command you to do.
Amen.
And if you don't do it, then, hey, it's all over. Jesus said in John 10, verse 7 through 9, Jesus said, I am the door.
Yes.
If any man enter in, you got to enter in through the door. Who is the door? You got to come in. You can't go out that way. You got to come in that way.
Yes.
You got to come to Christ. If you don't come to Christ, you're not going to heaven. The Bible told us plain and simple. God just made up his mind to get us right. And we still are with God. In Hebrews 9, verse 27, once appointed a man to die, after that come the judgment, the final judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ain't ready, you should have been ready.
Amen.
Oh, time is running out. Time is running out.
Yes.
I mean, we don't see it sometimes, but when we look at the Bible part of view, God is getting ready to do something. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you better repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one who will save you in the end.
Yes.
Not the church building, but the Holy Ghost. Because God said, I'm going to give it to you if you do what I tell you. I'm not going to give it to you if you don't do it. See, all that got the Holy Spirit, those are God's children. Huh?
Sanctified.
There it is. You saved and sanctified. If God give it to you, he's going to give it to you when you obey his will.
Yeah.
If you don't obey his will, you're not going to heaven. We're going to stress that. We're stressing that permanently.
Amen.
You're going to have to obey God. In 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 22, he says, seeing you have purified your soul, obeying the truth through the Spirit. Obey the truth through the Spirit of the unclean love of the brethren. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God.
Yeah.
Ain't no get around that. Just face reality. God has already said it. Whether we like it or not, ladies and gentlemen, don't keep on putting it on. Death is knocking at the door of your heart. God said, let me in. I'll save you. I'll save your soul. He's not saving body. We need to get that mess out of our mind.
Amen.
He's saving souls.
Spirit.
We got a lot of folks talking about, well, I want God to heal my body up. I didn't say he couldn't do it, but he's interested in saving your soul first.
Healing the soul.
And if the soul don't get healed, the body's already dead anyway.
Amen.
It's already dead. That's not going to close the book on you. You're not going to do what God says. You're going to hell, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care who you are and what you stand for. All of these denominational churches are headed to hell because Satan is behind it. And Satan don't care who you are.
Nah.
If he can get into the church of Christ, he'll tear it up.
Yes.
He already got the world wrapped up. All he's trying to do is tear the church of Christ up. And he's working on it. He ain't stopped. But oh, God got some faithful members up in there. That's the reason why God ain't destroyed it. Faithful members would keep God back. He's standing back. He's like, I see what you're doing. I'm listening to what you say. I'm going to give him a chance. But sooner or later, God will cut it off.
Amen.
Just like in the days of Noah. He kept on giving them folks a chance. He let Noah build that ark. Took that man 100 years.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And he built it, Brother Will. That's the archetype of the church. And only 8 souls were saved then. How many souls going to be saved today?
Few.
Just a few. 7,
yes.
Begin at verse 13 and 14. He said, broad is the way that leads to destruction.
Many
will go therein, but narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting.
Yes.
Only a few will find it.
Amen.
Oh, we better get right with God.
Mark.
We better get right with God.
Amen.
God, the only one, can save us all. The devil, you know what? That's why I'm so funny, Brother William. The devil got billions following him, and they don't even know they're going to hell. In the religious world,
he cannot save.
He cannot save now, because the Bible says, come to steal and to kill. Just keep on reading in the book of John,
yes,
chapter 10, verses 1 through 11. He come to steal and to kill.
Yes, sir.
He didn't come to give you no life. How he going to give you life and he don't even have life?
Lost.
He is lost. He lost when God and the angels put him out of heaven.
Nah.
He lost it then, and he'll never get it back.
Nope.
Ain't that amazing? I'm in heaven, Brother William, with God, and I was the biggest fool, and I got kicked out of heaven.
Yeah.
How far can we go with that?
Mm.
I'm in heaven, at peace, at rest. I'm sitting there worshiping God, talking to God every day, and me and God got a communication going, and all of a sudden, I get a foolish heart thinking I can override God and fool around and get put out of heaven myself.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's a bad situation, Brother William.
Nah.
That's a bad situation, and we got a lot of folks in the same category today.
Yes.
They could be sitting in heaven. Huh?
Yeah.
How you know, Brother William? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6 that we are in heavenly places.
See with him.
Huh?
Amen.
We are in heavenly places. And Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20, Christ is in heavenly places. Wherever Christ is, that's where I want to be.
Amen.
Now, I don't know why you want to be, but I know where I want to be. We got a whole lot of folks going to miss heaven because they won't do what God said. They done gave up.
Yes.
Just like it ain't about nothing.
All
look at the world. Me and you live in this building, Brother Will. Nobody wants to obey God.
Not interested.
Not interested, but oh, let death knock at the door.
All right.
And then they said, oh, Brother Will, Brother Johnson, pray for me. God ain't going to hear us. Why? Not because we're not praying to God, right? Because God says, I'm not going to save them in that condition. Don't pray to me for that. Well, how do you know, Brother Johnson? In Jeremiah chapter 7,
yes,
and verse number 14, he told Jeremiah not to pray for those people. Why? They went too far.
Too hard.
They were hard in it. They didn't listen to the word. Jeremiah preached them 40-something years, and they didn't listen, Brother William. And they said, and they turned God's word down. We got people doing the same thing today.
Amen.
Turn it down. Like it ain't about nothing. I ain't doing what you say, God, because you're not right.
Mm.
You supposed to say what anyway. That's what they're telling God.
Mm.
And then you know what? They so bold, Brother Wick, they're telling God he's telling a lie.
Oh no.
Yeah, they done got that bold with, you know how I know they tell? Because you know they never respond to the invitation.
No. Nope.
They say, well, God, you can't save me. Well, you mean to tell me God don't have no kind of power? Well, I like to know something. If he didn't have no kind of power, how come Satan ain't up there? Say down here.
You know.
How come Satan ain't ruling up there? Well, he was, but he's down here.
He has no power.
He has no power. But we're going to the one that claims, oh, yeah, he has power if you give it to him.
On the earth.
On the earth. That's far as he can go.
No,
but anywhere else, he can't do it.
Over God.
Ain't that sad? We got folks who won't listen to the Bible.
Mm.
What's wrong with this book? I ask people, what's wrong with the Word of God? And you know what the problem is? I don't believe it.
Amen.
That's the problem. I don't believe it. I'm not accepting it. And Brother Johnson, you ain't going to tell me. I look at what's her name? She spoke to me today. Sitting there, she heard the gospel.
Yeah.
Won't do nothing about it.
Nope.
But she's going to hell. But she don't obey God. She's still in hell. She obey God. And my neighbor next door, my neighbor on this side, neighbor down the hall, they're all going to hell. And one of my neighbors asked me the other day, Brother Will, it was yesterday. She said, aren't you a pastor? I said, no. Aren't you a reverend? No. She said, what are you? I said, I'm a minister of Christ. He said, well, I'm sure glad you correct me on that, because I was saying you were a pastor and a reverend. I said, well, I'm telling you, no, I'm not. Do you understand me? If you call me that, I'm not going to answer you.
And
he said, I understand. He said, I don't remember name. As long as I call you minister, I said, I'll think about that part, because that's still trying to say I'm your pastor. And he said, well, I said, my name is James. It's right in the Bible. I know you done read it. If you say you read it, yeah, I know it's in the Bible. Well, that's my name. That's what my mother named me. My mother and father named me James. That's the name they chose to name me. I said, my name is James Johnson.
Yeah.
And he called me to preach in the wheelchair. Well, as I'm concerned, well, she said, you know something? I learned something. Oh, you learned something. I said, next time I see you again, I got some more message for you if you want it.
Amen.
I don't back off. When it comes to the word of God, you might as well get ready, because I'm going to hit you dead in your head.
All right.
I'm coming after you if you want to know, because I'm not going to back off of you. She gave me an opportunity, and when I see her, I say, hey, look here, I got a message for you, and I'll get it in there some kind of way. But we got people, honestly, don't want to hear the word of God no more.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear the teaching.
Nope.
And when you say something about God and don't match up what they say as much, they ready to cut you out, call you all kind of names, say you lying. And you got the book, and they read it themselves. They still don't believe it. Now, you know that's a bad situation.
Amen. You're
sitting there and don't believe what God says. What's the problem? The problem is yourself. It ain't God. Because you're still going to keep this book here.
It don't change.
What you going to do? When God comes back, it's all over. When he comes back, he ain't going to hear nothing.
Amen.
He ain't going to hear you crying. He ain't gonna hear you on your knees. You can be begging. You can beat the earth up. He's still gonna tell you.
Depart.
He's gonna tell you, depart from me.
Never.
Never leave. But you know, God's gonna say he never knew you.
Wow.
Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, he said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew you.
Never knew you.
Never knew you. Think about that for a minute. I never knew you. You can tell him you did all the good works, you prophesied, you cast out devils, but he still said, I don't know you.
Mm.
Why? Because you didn't do what I told you. You didn't obey my word. You didn't obey the gospel. You didn't get in Christ. The Bible is full of getting in Christ.
You're not in the will.
Huh? You're not in his will. You're not going to be saved.
You didn't obey his will.
And he told you to do it. He told you in the word. He's telling you in the gospel. The gospel was saved. Romans 1, verse 15 through 17.
Yes.
So much is in me. I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all them that believe it. First to the Jews, also to the Greeks, but therein is the righteousness of God
revealed.
Huh? It's been revealed from heaven to you.
Hey.
You will obey God. What is the problem? God still ain't changed it.
No faith.
And you still going to have to obey it.
No faith.
Got no faith at all.
Mm.
You hear a lot of people say, oh, I got faith in God. No, sir, no, ma'am. You haven't obeyed. Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, you got to hear it, and then you got to believe it, and you got to obey it.
Yes.
That's what God's saying to you and me. And everybody on planet Earth, if we haven't obeyed it, we're going to hell.
Amen.
Got to obey God. God's the only one can save us all. You know, God has just that much power to save the whole world.
Amen.
If the whole world would repent. The reason why we got all this trouble and problem, because we won't repent when God told us to do it.
Amen.
We just fight God, fight God, fight God. We just keep fighting. And we're losing the battle.
Yes.
Because we won't stand up and repent like we should. And I mean really repent. Don't we say I repent and still sin it. That ain't what God's talking about. He's talking about leave the sin alone. Leave it out there.
Leave
it.
Amen.
Walk away from it.
Yes.
Don't go back to the same thing you were doing.
That's it.
We got a lot of folk in the church. They repented and got baptized and go right back to sinning.
Mm.
What's the problem? It ain't going to happen. Don't try to be friends with the world because it won't work. James chapter 4, beginning at verse 1 through 4. You cannot be a friend of the world and be an, if you, you know what? If you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy with God. In other words, God said you can't be their friend. You know why? Because you're going to do the same thing they do. They're going to drink and cuss and act crazy and do all kind of foolish things, and you're going to do the same thing. And God kicks you off guard, and then you going down in the grave, and you going to hell with him. You was in Christ, but you out of Christ. You might as well have obeyed Christ, because you're going to be whooped with a many stripes.
Amen.
Luke 12 chapter, beginning at verse 47 and 48, you're going to be whooped with a many stripes. Why, Lord? Because you didn't do what I told you, and you didn't stay with the word like I told you, so you are automatic, not my child no more. You cut yourself out of my will.
Amen.
That's what you did.
And you know better.
And you know better. There's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for nothing. We, God said, old man, that you know what he said about in Romans, the second chapter.
Yeah.
He told us right there. We look at us. Oh, we're God. We're not out of shoe. Well, we were gonna get this little God. I didn't know. That's a lie. The Bible has been in every generation. God has blessed every generation to know his will. It's up to you to get in the will.
Amen.
And stay in the will. But we got folks, they don't want to get in, they don't want to stay in. Or they want to get in the will, brother. But you know when they want to get in the will? When they're 90 and 100.
Too late.
Too late. Because they don't know when God's going to call.
Don't know.
Don't know why death lies at. You could be sitting in this room, or you could be walking down the hall, or you could be sitting in your heart, or wherever you may be, God is around, and he's not going nowhere.
Amen.
God has not changed his mind about death.
That's
right. He has not changed his mind about eternal life. Who all want it, they'll be faithful. Who all don't want it, go to hell.
Yes.
Oh, I can imagine those folks in Noah's day say, oh, if we had obeyed when Noah told us to come in.
Mm-hmm.
He had to build the ark. He preached the word. He told them God's going to send a flood. And they just sat there, did nothing about it. And when God saw Noah had finished the ark up, and what makes it so beautiful, God knew the dimension and the width and the height of the ark, and he made enough room for everybody. Even the animal.
Everybody.
And nobody come in but the animal and the eight souls. Ain't that terrible?
Yeah.
And everybody else, Methuselah and all of them drowned in the blood.
Eight souls,
brother. William, you got them on your finger.
A million
of people. Only eight. God put it in the book. So show us a demonstration of it. He said, now, check it out. I'm showing it to you. Don't be a fool. That's what God is trying to tell you. Don't be a fool. Don't be foolish. Why, God? Because if you be foolish, you're going to hell. And people don't see that, Brother Wade. They're blind. They can't see. Walking in total darkness. Darkness and sin. They're walking in sin, living in sin, and having a good time in sin, and going to hell in sin.
Amen.
Because sin leads you right to hell. And
right.
The door is shut on you. See, you can go in straight now, but you can't come out. Go in, but can't come out. If you're like that Roach commercial used to sell on TV, check it in, but you can't check out. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yep.
Oh, the devil said, I got it set up. And then the Bible said, he's going to enlarge his border.
Hell.
Isaiah chapter 5.
Yes.
And verse 11 through 24. So I'm going to enlarge my borders on it. Oh, the devil said, I know I got a whole lot of them coming. The devil know it, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
He know they're coming. He ain't worried about them. Huh? Well, he worried about those who's in the church.
Amen.
He ain't worried about the world. He got them.
They coming.
They coming just as sure as we sitting in this apartment here.
Mm.
They coming. And they're losing their soul.
Every day.
Every day. They're dying.
Mm.
Amalek, you know what, Brother Wheaton? Amalek is over here every day now.
Every day.
Picking up people and they bringing them back.
Mm.
Dying. And they don't want to accept God's way. And I mean, they ain't going to the hospital once a year. No, that's over with now. They're going every day.
Yes.
And I look at this situation, I go, oh, God, bless them to get out the hospital, to get right. And it's still, I know what you say, God. You bless me all day. I'm still going to do what I want to do. Okay. Sooner or later, God said, well, time to cut it off.
Yes.
Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, I just, all I can say, Brother William, is have mercy on those souls because they refuse God. Oh, the Bible tells me in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8, all liars, abominable, unbelievers are all going to hell.
Amen.
They're all going to hell. The second death is hell.
That's it.
Ain't no life there. If you die in sin, that's the second death. The first resurrection, you ended it, you obey the gospel.
That's it.
Second resurrection, you're in hell. God, when he resurrected, he's going to look at you. And the Bible says in Matthew 13:40-43,
yes. It
says God's going to separate you.
Amen.
When he separates us, Brother William, I pray it ain't me and you.
Amen.
I pray that it ain't me and you. He separates us because we were faithful to him.
Amen.
That's why he separates. So I'll fix it. He said they think they're smart, think they're smooth and slick. I show them who I am. And when he separates you, that's why he's going to separate those false teachers.
Yes, sir.
And those false brethren. Because they didn't preach the word. They didn't tell the people what the Bible did say. They told them a lie, and they never told them the truth. They told them fairy tale and story instead of telling them what God say.
Yes.
Said, we ain't going to tell them nothing. We're going to tell them what we think. Okay? God said, I'm going to hold you for that.
Mm.
Now what you going to tell me? See, everything we do, we got to do it God's way.
Amen.
Or don't do it at all. You know what, Brother Wayne? If I'm not going to preach the gospel, I'm not going to do none of it. Just go on to hell and forget it.
Might as well.
That's it, because God ain't letting you get away with it.
Can't play with him.
And Romans, the 6th chapter, and verse 23, the Bible says, for the wages of sin, not sin, it says sin, that's what? For the wages of sin is death.
Yeah.
The gift of God is eternal life. One sin takes everything that you knew about God out the way.
It's death.
It's death. You ain't going into heaven no way.
One sin.
One sin coming all. Because you lost all of the reward, Leroy.
No.
You might have had it, but you lost it because you didn't stay with God's word.
No sin in him.
That's it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3-5.
Yes.
And we still want to play with sin. Or we want to tamper with it and look at it. Oh, that look good. And Satan dress it up. Let me show you an example. That alcoholic show on TV, Brother, all Satan does is put it in a new bottle and dress up the label. And both fall for it. A little bit won't hurt you.
Amen.
The minute it drops in the blood, it already hurt you.
Yes.
God has told you don't mess with it. It already hurt you.
Amen.
You just don't think it hurts you, but it hurts you.
Yeah.
And it's killing you. And you're dying, and you're going to hell.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. God has already said it. What's the problem? What is the problem? The problem is I just ain't ready to do what you tell me. Well, guess what? Why didn't you get in if you wasn't ready? A lot of folks got in, Brother, but stepped right back outside.
Yes.
God didn't say, get in and then step outside.
Nope.
He said, get in, stay in.
Be faithful.
Unto death. Now, I don't know what Bible you're reading that tell me any different. We got folks can hear it. They can listen. But they're still calling God a liar.
Amen.
And they won't do what he says. Until you do what God says, you're saying, God, you can't save me.
Amen.
You can't do nothing for me. Well, then, if he can't save you and he can't do nothing for you, why do you call on him when trouble comes? When a man go to jail, first thing come out of his mouth, oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't let him come up with cancer, Brother William.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Don't let him go to the hospital, Brother William. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord. I'll do better.
Uh-huh.
Well, God said, I gave you 70 years. I gave you 80 years. You do nothing.
Amen.
I gave you almost 100 years. You do nothing.
Amen.
Now you want me to spare you and give you a chance. You heard my message before. You heard the same message. It didn't change from 1900 to 2018.
Nope.
Still the same thing.
Amen.
And yet you didn't do nothing about it then. But now you're begging me. because you see death and you see the darkness of it. You don't see the light of it. You see darkness. Because I'm not with you.
Amen.
I'm looking at you, but I'm not with you. See, God said in Psalm 48, verse 12 through 14, he said, I'll walk with you even in death. That's what he's talking to us now.
Yes.
He said, I'll walk with you even in death.
The faithful.
The faithful, I'll walk with them. The unfaithful, I'm not even with you. I'm showing you why you got an error there and you didn't listen to me.
Amen.
I'm letting you see what darkness is all about.
Mm.
And you can't see.
Mm.
And Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1, he says, the Lord is my shepherd.
Yes.
I shall not walk.
Yes.
He's making me to lie out in green pasture. Though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou hast prepared a table before the presence of my enemy. Huh?
Yes.
He said, but you know what God said? But David said, but I should dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Surely.
You know what he means? He said, I'm going to dwell in heaven forever.
That's
he wasn't talking about no physical house.
Dude.
He was talking about a spiritual house.
Nice.
How you know, Brother Johnson? Go to John 14, verse 1. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2.
Yes.
That's how I know. You got to tie it all in together. Huh? That's what he was talking about. But we got a lot of folks today. They don't listen. They don't thank God. See, God is building me in your house, Brother Will.
Eternal in heaven.
Huh? It's in heaven, not on earth. You know, he ain't going to build nothing down here. All this is going to burn up. In heaven, he building you one. He building me one. Now, if we act a fool and don't keep following him the way he tell us by the word, he'll lose that home.
Lose the inheritance.
Huh?
Amen.
He'll lose the inheritance, and he'll cut you out the wheel.
Amen.
That's it. You see what I'm saying? The Bible still says the same. It's not going to change. The wheel is in God's hand.
Amen.
When you get to heaven, and when he bring the reward, he got the wheel. Yeah, you all right, Brother Will. He gonna call you by his Christian name. That's Christ. He gonna say, now here go your wheel. Come on in here.
Yes, sir.
You gonna step on it. You ain't worried about your mama. You ain't worried about your daddy.
No.
You ain't worried about your brothers and sisters and your cousins and your nieces and nephews.
No.
If they didn't make it, too bad.
That's it.
It's all over. It's true. But Lord, give the chance. They might repent. If they don't repent when you die, then you ain't gonna repent now.
Mercy is not. Amen.
That's what the rich man asked. He said, send somebody to teach his brother. He said, if they don't hear Moses and the prophet, they won't hear one from the dead. And Jesus came from the dead, and they didn't hear him.
Amen. So, they don't hear him today.
They don't hear him now. And he's been from the dead, and we still don't hear him. Been over 2018 years ago, Christ been from the dead, and we still ain't listening.
Nope.
We still walking in darkness, some of us here.
Yep.
Because we don't listen to what he says. Oh, I ain't going to do it. You ain't going to tell me what to do. Okay, don't do it.
All right.
You're going to suffer the consequences.
Hey,
God don't let you. I know something about God. He's not going to let him live and suffer him.
Mm.
Look at my girl, Marie.
Yeah.
Dr. Leroy. You don't even know. My wife said yesterday, her eyes got bigger. Both out of thought she was already gone.
Mm.
I said, Doctor, let me tell you something, honey. The reason why God's going to let her suffer, she had heard from Brother Scarlett and Brother William 30-some years ago. There's no excuse for that.
No excuse.
He heard it a long time ago.
True.
No excuse for that. And all these other people have heard it a long time ago.
True.
It's the first time you wasn't listening when I got it. He was already doing it before I come in. I just intercede to help him.
Amen.
That's all I come to do is to help him. To try to give them, and they still won't obey God.
Nope.
But there ain't nothing else we can give them but the word of God. If they don't take this, ain't nothing else we can give them.
True.
We can't give them nothing else.
Amen.
God's already said what he's going to do. He's going to destroy all that will not obey. He just said it over here in 2 Thessalonians.
Amen.
And flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't obey it, you're not going to heaven. He's telling you that. And you still sit there, I don't care. And he said in Jude chapter 1 and verse 14, he comes back with 10,000 of his angels.
All right.
And when he comes back, oh, Lord have mercy. Brother William, if one angel could destroy 140-some thousand souls, I don't want to see the tears.
Yeah.
The pinnacle, the table.
10,000.
10,000? Ooh, Lord have mercy.
That's not even the host. That's just part of it.
That's just part. And the part going to destroy this whole universe?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
God.
Oh, God's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
He said he's going to destroy this earth. God is getting ready to come back for his people. I'm trying to stay in the church that Jesus built. I don't care what church you've been in and what church you're going to stay in. I'm staying with Jesus.
Church of Christ.
The Church of Christ is in the book, and I'm going to follow it until the day of my death, or Jesus come before my death, and shuffle off the mortal coil, and that's the body, and go home with Jesus. I ain't worried about my mother and my father and my sisters and brothers and cousins. If they don't get it right, I'm going straight on without them. They can stay down here if they want to and burn in hell with the rest of these sorry people. I can't help them if they don't want to listen to God. And all I can do is preach the word, Brother Wick. That's all God said. Joshua, just preach my word, and I'll take care of the rest of it.
Amen.
I'll take care of it. See, that's why I don't worry about when the person don't obey God. I told them what God said. Just like you told that young man over there, that Satan about. You told him what God said. Ain't nothing else you can do for it but let him go to hell.
Amen.
If you don't get it right, he's still going to go to hell.
Amen.
Hell, God is holding you for him. You told him, and he said, I don't believe what he was telling you, but he didn't believe in the truth. So he want to go to hell. And if he come over here tomorrow, he's going to get another whooping.
Yeah.
He's going to get what he asked for.
Yeah,
he's going to get a double whooping, and that's the double whooping of the truth.
Amen.
And he ain't going to get his feet, he ain't going to slide out no back, no. Hit him up against the wall, he can't do nothing, but either come into Christ or go on to hell.
That's it.
That's all left. God said, tell them the truth. Jeremiah told him, Isaiah told him, Isaiah chapter 1, beginning verse 1 through 18. Isaiah said, let us come together and reason, and the people wouldn't even do that.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't reason with Isaiah. They wouldn't listen. They didn't want to hear what Isaiah had to say.
Reason with the Lord.
And they didn't do what they told them to do.
Mm.
That enough people were destroyed too. Be gone and away with your all your life.
Mm.
You got to take your body here. I got to go on to hell. You want to go by the devil? Now you and the devil can have all the party you want.
Mm.
Because you can't come up here.
Amen.
Now we up here enjoying life. And I want to see my home.
Yeah.
Because I can walk in my door, and that's my home, but I never pay you for it.
Yeah.
Huh?
Jesus.
And that home, I don't have to pay electricity bill.
Ooh.
And it's going to be cool all the time.
Amen.
And I can go to God's house every day and don't have to worry about it.
Mm.
Huh? Ain't going to never be hungry.
Nope.
Ain't going to never be thirsty. Always got something to do.
Yeah.
Bow down to my God and praise him. That's all that he's looking for. If I can do it down here, I can do it up there.
Amen.
Ain't no different. Because he just showed me how to do it from the book. Oh, we got the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, all y'all better listen up.
Yes.
And then Brother William trying to help you to get to heaven. I'm like Phil Sanders. We don't want your money. We want to help you to get to heaven if you want to go.
Amen.
That's what we try to do. If you want to go, but if you don't want to go, then back off of us so we can get to the rest of the people. And let us teach them the truth. The truth will set you free.
True.
The truth will make you free from your past sins.
Amen.
God telling us if we do what he tells us, he'll save us.
Yeah.
He made that promise. He said, I promise you eternal life. Brother William, when God says you promise, you can bank on it.
Yeah.
You can bank on it. God didn't lie to us. God said, I can't lie.
Faithful.
Well, he's not faithful to you. So if God can't lie, then who can lie? The devil.
He does lie.
The devil lies every day. John chapter 8 and verse 44.
Amen.
He's a liar and a murderer from the beginning.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. He lied to Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And he'll lie to me and you.
He does.
And if we go along with it, he'll deceive us.
Lost
in hell.
Amen.
Do you want to go to heaven, ladies and gentlemen? I think I said enough tonight.
Yes, sir.
I believe that I can let Brother William come on in here with the rest of it because we need to hear it. You have heard it. believe it, repent, confess, and be baptized into Jesus Christ, and let the Lord add you to the church. Acts 2:38 to 2:47. Can't do no better than that.
Amen.
There
Amen.
It is, Brother William.
Thank you, Brother Johnson. I think that your message was quite thorough. Ladies and gentlemen, there are those who say in religion, give me Christ, but not the church.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
They're saying, I want Christ, but I don't want the church of Christ. Let me help you understand something from the truth. The word of God says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23, husband, for the husband is the head of the wife.
All right.
Even as Christ is the head of the church.
Amen.
And the Savior of the body.
That's it.
Therefore, since Christ is head of the church,
mm-hmm.
we are all subject to Christ.
Amen.
And therefore, let the wife be subject to her husband in everything.
Mm-hmm.
See, Christ is the head of the church. He married to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is the head of his body. Colossians 1:18.
Mm-hmm.
He is the head of the body, the church.
That's it.
Ephesians 1:22 and 23. God has made him to be head over all things to the church,
mm-hmm.
which is his body. Christ is the head of the body. If you are in Christ, you are in the spiritual body of Christ.
Amen.
The spiritual body of Christ is the spiritual church of Christ.
Amen.
If you are baptized into the spiritual body of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13, then you are baptized into the spiritual church of Christ.
Amen.
They are both the body and the body and the head are inseparable.
Amen.
Christ is not divided. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 11 through 15. Christ is not divided.
Amen.
The body, the head, and the body are one spirit.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. The husband and the wife are not two, but one flesh.
Amen.
The spiritual husband, Jesus Christ, and the spiritual wife, the church, are one spirit. It's a relationship. You can't have one without the other.
That's it.
Because they are tied together. Christ is saving his body. He's the savior of the body.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one body. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 4.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one spiritual body, and that's the body of Christ.
Amen.
Christ is only saving one spiritual body, and that's the body of Christ. Christ is only saving one spiritual church, and that's the spiritual church of Christ.
Amen.
It is not the Baptist. It's not the Catholic. It's not the Methodist or the Presbyterian.
Amen.
It's not the Episcopalian or the Pentecostal. It is not the Lutheran. It is not the Mormon or the Seventh-day Adventist.
Amen.
It is not the Jehovah's Witness. It is not Islam.
Mm.
It is not Hinduism.
Amen.
It is not Buddhism.
Amen.
It is not any of those world religions that deny Christ as the God of heaven and earth.
Amen.
See, the New Testament word of God declares that Jesus Christ is the creator of heaven and earth.
That's it.
John chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14 through 17. He is the one. He is the everlasting Father.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
John chapter 5. Mm-hmm. John
mm-hmm.
chapter 8.
Mm-hmm.
Read the whole chapter. Christ says, I and my Father are one.
That's it.
My Father works, and so do I.
That's it.
Whatsoever the Father doeth, the Son doeth also.
Amen.
Because he and the Father are one.
Amen.
One what? One man?
No. Nope.
One God.
God, that's it.
He is God and our Father.
Mm-hmm.
He is God and our Savior.
That's it.
He is God, our Redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
He is God who is the head of his church.
Amen.
The church of God, which he purchased with his own blood, Acts 20 and 28.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't have Christ without his church.
That's right.
You can't have Christ in the Baptist church.
Amen.
You can't have Christ in the Catholic church.
Amen.
You can only have Christ in the church of Christ.
Amen.
Because Christ is the head of the church.
That's right.
That belongs to him.
Amen.
His spiritual wife. How do I become a member of the spiritual church of Christ?
Mm.
You don't join a building or a group of people that form a social club in a building.
That's right.
The body of flesh is not a part of the spiritual church of Christ.
Amen.
Our spirit man is baptized for the removal of sin according to faith in the word of God, the gospel.
Amen.
We have to believe what we have heard.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hear the true gospel.
Amen.
If you heard the gospel of Catholic, you heard a false gospel.
Amen.
If you heard the gospel of Baptist, you heard a false gospel. You must hear the gospel of Christ. Believe the gospel of Christ. Repent of your sin.
Amen.
Confess Christ as Lord and Savior. And be baptized in water baptism into Christ. Galatians 3, 26 and 27.
That's it.
Romans 6, verses 3 and 4.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22 and 23.
That's it.
We got to be baptized into Christ. We have to be born again. How? In the flesh? No. Jesus told Nicodemus, that is born of the flesh is flesh.
Flesh.
That is born of the spirit is spirit.
That's
our spirit man is born again.
Amen.
Of the spirit of God and the water of baptism.
That's it.
Except a man be born of water and the spirit, he cannot enter the spiritual family, spiritual kingdom of Christ.
Man.
Christ, who is a son over his own house.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 6. Whose house we are if we hold steadfast
mm-hmm.
the commandments and the obedience of faith. And keep in memory
mm-hmm.
what we have learned from the truth of the gospel.
Amen, amen.
We got to be faithful to Christ.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
He's not the head of every man. He's the head of those who are his spiritual bride.
Amen.
Who are members of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
Amen.
Christ is the husband and the head.
That's it.
You want to be in the body of Christ.
Mm.
You want to be in Christ. You have
Amen.
To be baptized into Christ by baptism.
Amen.
You have to be buried with Christ by baptism. You got to rise from the watery grave of baptism to walk in newness of life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are a new creation in Christ. All things have passed away, and now our life is new once again. We are renewed in the spirit.
Amen.
Not in the flesh.
That's it.
In the spirit, because the spirit was dead because of sin
mm-hmm.
and trespasses. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 8.
Amen.
But now in Christ, we have been made free from our sin.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Therefore sin hath no power and no control and no condemnation in our eternal life.
Uh-huh.
We are no longer subject to the condemnation of hell because we have obeyed the truth and been delivered from hell and from sin and death.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking for somebody tonight, somebody today who wants to obey the will and the word of God.
Amen.
You heard the gospel of truth. You must believe it. You must be willing and make up your mind to repent in your heart.
Amen.
Change your mind and to change from sin to life. To change from disobedience to obedience. To change from false religion to true religion.
Amen. Amen.
To leave a false church and become a part of the true.
Amen.
You must be willing to confess your faith. You must acknowledge it in the presence of men. You must speak with your mouth. Confess with your mouth before men.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith in Jesus Christ. Your commitment, your devotion to Christ. The fact that you depend on Jesus and not a man.
Amen. Amen.
We believe in the true and the living God.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ is the true and the living God.
Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse number 10.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If you do that, submit yourself to baptism in water for the removal of your sin. Well, I don't see nothing in the water, Brother Webb. That water don't do nothing for me. That's not faith. Faith says that I obey the gospel and am baptized in a watery grave according to the gospel, and my soul is being saved from sin.
Amen. Amen.
I must believe what the word says. Faith comes by hearing the word of God.
That's
whenever
right.
The word of God says, I believe. Because I believe, I obey the truth. Because I obey, God saves my soul.
Amen.
He is not the savior of those who disobey and who disregard and reject his word, but he is the savior of those who obey him.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 and 9.
Amen.
God wants to save all men. God is able, but men must be willing. We have a part to play. Salvation is not automatic. Salvation is only appropriate when we obey the gospel command of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Faith and obedience. That's what it takes. Baby.
Amen.
Without obedience, faith is dead.
That's it.
James chapter 2 and verse 24. You see how that faith is justified by work, and without work, faith is dead. Being alone.
All right.
We bid you to obey the gospel tonight. We pray that somebody will make up their mind to attend a worship and a fellowship assembly of the Church of Christ in your community, in your state, in your city, in your country, in your village, wherever you live. Worship in the assembly of the Church of Christ and give your hand to the minister and give your heart of faith to God.
Amen.
And be baptized into Christ for the removal of your sin, that you might receive the eternal grace of God, which is the forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
Live a faithful life and die in the Lord.
Amen.
This is our desire for you tonight.
Amen.
This is God's desire for all men. And we only are messengers of God. It's not my word.
Amen. Amen.
It's not Brother Johnson or Brother Parker or Brother Brown It's not our word. It's God's word.
Amen.
We are merely spokesmen, ambassadors. We are the microphone to declare and to make known the word of God that has already been spoken.
Amen.
And is written.
Amen. Amen.
You can read it for yourself.
That's it.
May God bless all of those who are under the sound of my voice, that they might receive the truth, believing it and obeying it before the everlasting and eternity too late.
Amen.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who have been our audience tonight. Thank you for your diligence in worshiping with us in this preaching. May God bless us according to his grace and according to his will. Let us pray. God, our Father, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you that you have made us able ministers, your word.
Amen.
You have given us the word of knowledge and the wisdom and faith to do your will.
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, for those who will hear and listen to the truth and those who obey it. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the Church of Christ all over the world.
Amen.
For the universal spiritual family of God.
Amen.
We pray, dear God, for your spiritual ministers, your men of righteous faith who are speaking words of salvation.
Amen.
To souls everywhere each day.
Amen.
God, we pray that your word will continue to accomplish your will, because somebody is obeying the gospel. The Bible says that the Lord adds to his church daily.
Amen.
Those
Amen.
Who are being saved. Somebody's obeying the gospel somewhere in the world every day.
Amen.
Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Good night, brethren. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May God continue to bless us all. Until we meet again, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.